The bad economy is also affecting state workers' pensions in California and elsewhere. Across the country, pensions have lost $1 trillion in the last year. That's trillion. The state of Illinois is facing some particularly big losses. Leaders there have come up with some creative solutions, though. Chicago Public Radio's Adrian Hill reports.
The state of Illinois is auctioning bags of nickels to help pay down its pension debt. That's right, nickels. It's using eBay to sell Jefferson nickels and other stuff people have abandoned in safe deposit boxes.
We've got gold $50 coins. We've got some engagement rings. We've got really nice diamond earrings. We've got some antique watches.
That wannabe jewelry salesman is actually the Illinois State Treasurer, Alexi Janulius. His office will take the money it earns from the sales and put it toward paying down the state's massive pension debt.
Now, my understanding is that pension liability is somewhere, probably at this point, well over $42 billion. I mean, is this a dent, ring by ring? Does it make a difference?
We're doing everything we can to be innovative, to find ways to bring new revenue, like you said, bit by bit.
Illinois needs all the bits and all the nickels that it can get. Even in better times, like just a year ago, Illinois' pensions were only about 63% funded. Now, the financial market meltdown has made the gap much worse. Lawrence Massal is the executive director of the budget watchdog group, the Civic Federation.
We're hearing projections of losses of in excess of 20% or more.
He's guessing the state might be as much as $50 billion behind now. To put that into perspective, that's more than the state's entire annual budget.
The word no is something that most elected officials don't seek office in order to use. And so Illinois politicians are no different than any other politicians. They like to say yes. They'd like to start new programs. They like to say yes to the employees' unions.
All that yesing has led to higher pension obligations. And Massal says it has caused the state to reroute money that it might have put into the giant pension pot toward other programs. The state is constitutionally required to pay full pension benefits. But by Massal's count, Illinois government has underfunded its pension system for at least the last 30 years. There aren't a lot of ways to raise the piles of money it needs, other than looking for money in creative places. It can borrow, raise taxes, or cut other programs.
Sooner or later, some taxpayers are going to have to come up with the money to pay these benefits. So these are firm and fixed commitments that somebody's going to have to pay at some time.
That's Alicia Manel. She's the director of the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College. She says when it comes to pensions, things aren't good around the country. But she says there's no reason to panic.
Everything looks so awful right now. But every plan in the country has enough money to pay all the benefits that needs to be paid next year and the year after, then year after.
She says it's sensible to take a breath and wait and see how the financial crisis plays out. Here in Illinois, big changes to pension funding may be required sooner rather than later, though. But for now, the state's tackling the mounting debt in smaller ways, with forgotten nickels, antique watches, and bracelets. For NPR News, I'm Adrian Hill in Chicago.